These chemicals are not floating around freely for the most part. They are bound to sediment particles, and that's how the sediments could get contaminated, is because of the descending particles that are loaded with mercury and benzoate pyrene and PCBs and what else. And the PCBs are refractory, basically. In other words, they're hard to get rid of. And chlorinated compounds are hard to get rid of. And some of them are very toxic, that are floating around. Then they will settle down and become part of the sediments. And then they become available to crustaceans and worms. And some of these crustaceans we like to eat. And some are simply eaten by English sole and other fish, and then somebody comes along and eat them, and away you go. I was constantly aware of how the chemicals which one worried about as being toxic to humans and to wildlife can accumulate in the lipids in the body.